Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot, or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit. It's time to get back into church this Sunday.
Wake up, world. It's time for the William Malcolm Morning Show, where we encourage you to pursue your dreams and live a life filled with passion and purpose. So turn up your volume and prepare to be inspired. Now, here's your host, William Malcolm.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, local area, Detroit, Michigan, and across the world, or across the U.S. at least. Welcome to the William Malcolm Morning Show. I am Mrs. Malcolm, and my lovely husband is sitting across from me today.
Oh, I'm lovely.
Today.
Oh, shots fired. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
But just welcoming in the guests. Come on in. Sit down. Grab your coffee. Grab your tea. We don't do bacon anymore, so.
No, I was, you know, I was overdoing the bacon, so my wife told me to.
Stop.
Stop. So mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm.
So that is that.
I don't eat pork, but I don't hinder my family from eating pork either.
I mean,
so.
That's all I eat is that part.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
The bacon part of the
That's
pig.
All that matters.
The bacon part of the
Okay. Well, again, welcome, you guys. We are happy to be here in front of you. We're happy that you are listening to us this morning, and we're going to give you a good show. So let's get started. Today's topic is faith in all walks of your life.
Yes. So I actually got off a red eye this morning.
Literally
got off a red eye from California. I was there, and you know, as I was on the plane, we had some turbulence, and, you know, it just made me think about just faith, you know, just faith and get on the plane. Like, I don't know how a plane, I mean, I know a plane has wings and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but I don't know
how it operates,
you know, mm-hmm. but I have faith to get on this behemoth of a vessel. I don't know if you call a plane a vessel, mm-hmm. but you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and get on there with several 100 other people
mm-hmm.
and fly, and we have the faith to just do it, almost blind faith.
Yes.
But when it comes to I feel like I'm getting ready, but when it comes to what we want to do, when we may get a word from God or we have something that is placed on our heart, then we want to question every single detail.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do now? What they doing? What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And if we take that same type of blind faith to get on a plane, really to get in a car, to leave your house, mm-hmm. anything.
To go to a restaurant
to
eat.
To go to a restaurant to
and you
eat.
You don't know what that chef is doing back there.
Exactly. So we had that based on the things that we know that God has placed on our heart. Just where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's kind of what's led our topic today. Oftentimes we will just decide where sometimes we'll have already topics, but, you know, we had something and already, but this one is what we wanted to do today. So, yeah, I mean, just, you know, that made me just go to other things in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that I was at this particular.
We had this topic already, but it made you really hone in on it because you just got off a flight and you were thinking about that. And not like you haven't flown. You've flown many times before. But sometimes I think in life we just sit and reflect. And I think your reflection was pretty deep this morning.
Yeah. And because, so, you know, I looked at so many opportunities that I have in either my professional business, mm-hmm. whatever, just opportunities have been given. I sat, the reason why I was in California was based on a meeting of someone after I started my first mentor program 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I gotten an award from, shout out to all the Black Male Engagement Brothers for the Knight Foundation. I'd gotten an award with about 9 other Black men who were doing programs to better our community. And, you know, this is a person was waiting. She was recruiting brothers mm-hmm. and reached out. And then I got just other, you know, opportunities to advance my work mm-hmm. in this field. And I thought about it.
Preparation meets opportunity.
Thank you. And I thought about it. And I'm like, when I first started this work, I didn't have the money really to, because I just launched my business, mm-hmm. you know, left a cushy insurance position mm-hmm. and
a cushy insurance position that paid very well.
Very well. Right. Right. And you encouraged me to do mm-hmm. that.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn it around. Oh, here we go. So you had to have the faith. So family, what happened is I owned an insurance agency and I was unhappy. Very unhappy. Mm-hmm. And my wife, you know, one of my clients told me that he prayed over his daughters. And so I wanted to adopt that. So I was praying, coming out of my youngest daughter's room, praying that she could live a life, whatever she wanted to do, and putting hands on her forehead and all of that. And then when I came out, you know, Tiffany challenged me and said, "You're not doing that." Mm-hmm. And at the time, I think I said, we had just gotten back from London, or one of the trips that I would get from, you know, working for this Fortune
insurance firm,
insurance company, mm-hmm. right? And making great money. I mean, bonus, company car, all of that. And I just said, why do you have a problem? I mean, and I kind of just said, this is what people do.
Most time I take flack about this, but I don't really care. Not from you, just from people in general. Depends on your thought process on it. Some people believe you do a job even though you don't like it.
Right, and that's what I was
thinking.
Whatever
that job,
because everybody I know, that's what they do.
Yeah, you do a job, and if you don't like it, you just suck it up, and you get that job 50, 60 years of your life, and you do it because it takes care of your family.
Right.
But in the midst of that, you're absolutely miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be making tons of money and providing for your family, but your family is miserable, you're miserable, and you don't have time to spend it.
That's
where my opposite come in at. You know, like, of course I don't want to struggle. No one wants to struggle. But I'd rather have a happy medium. Let me be happy and engaged with what I'm doing so that I don't come home miserable to my family, and, you know, we can live a life more peaceful. So I didn't see that in you at that time.
And family, I was still drinking at that time.
Yes.
That was before the 15 years.
Yes.
You know, and I probably had a lot to do with it. But So this finishing the story, I came out, you challenged me, and you said, what do you really want to do? And
right.
at that point, I had to come to really examine what I already knew. I think I was even afraid to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
when you finally
asked, and I looked at you like you was going to say, fool, you going to do that? Or
that is my favorite word,
or,
but not to you.
Not to you, but yeah, not to me,
not
family.
To you.
She doesn't, you know, you don't do that now.
No.
You know, I just thought that I would disappoint you, or you would look at me. So I always wanted to be a designer, fashion designer. And I don't know any Black fashion designers. I mean, I don't know one that I personally met, I
right.
should say.
No one
I've
that's
always
like close
followed them.
Within touch.
Right. I don't know anyone who's ever done that. Mm-hmm. That's not something that people will go to college for. My degree is not in that. And so you embraced it and you said, okay, well, you should do it. So you had to, what was your faith? You know, in me to tell me, you know, and it's, you know, Black woman now, you know, benefits.
Well,
and then you.
I mean, with faith, we can't just be stupid, you know, like, so.
But some people would say, because some people did not appreciate or champion my decision.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I'm
some
sure.
people, I lost yeah. friends
yes.
over my decision mm-hmm. to do people and family members thought I was
crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think a lot of the times there's several reasons why people think that. One, because they themselves project and they can't or mm-hmm. feel that they can't. So they
right.
tell you that you can't.
Right.
Right.
Think they're helping you out.
Yes, exactly. Now, there are some people that should not be entrepreneurs. I just don't believe everybody in this world should be an entrepreneur. That's just not your mm-hmm. gift. Right. But what I saw in you was your structure.
Mm.
So I knew you were intelligent. I knew you were charismatic in a sense where you knew how to build relationships.
That's how I got a family. Charismatic.
Okay. you knew how to build business relationships as well as your drive. Mm-hmm. So I knew you had all of that. Again, people, I say he had structure. He had a good...
I learned business acumen from owning my own insurance agency.
Yes, So he had that. He had an ability to build relationships. So there were a lot of positives that I knew that if he put his mind to it, that he could do whatever it was that he wanted.
And that's still a big leap because I say this, and we've never talked about it. I don't know if we talked, but I say this because I'm going into like fashion design. So when I left my position, and your friends or family's asking, so what is he doing now? And you said, well, he's, because it took me a couple of years to even ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I ramped up, nobody was buying suits. So my thing is, how did you stay steadfast? You know, and I just want to thank you, really, because if you hadn't have told me that, I don't know where I would be at professionally, health-wise, because all of that
I
relates.
I can only imagine, but I'm happy that you're not there. But I'm happy you're not there. So
even during that time when it was the growth, because when you don't plant a seed and think you're a flower, the plant's going to be there tomorrow. That's oftentimes, and that's the problem that I have. I'm also very impatient.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like...
You are, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just
is it
take
a commercial
a
break time?
Let's just take a moment to acknowledge his impatience.
So how did you stay? How were you so steadfast in it when I wasn't? Because during this time, family, I actually crept back. I left the position insurance, which I did not like, and I went back and got another position, and you know,
yeah. So, you know, let's leave some suspense.
Okay.
You guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we will pick up right where we left off at and tell you how we move forward from him leaving an insurance company, starting a business.
Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram is under new ownership, new management. The new Northland Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram remains a family-owned business and is considered to be the gold standard of auto dealerships. We are 100% committed to customer satisfaction and will do whatever we can to earn and retain your business. We are in the center of the Metro Detroit area, conveniently located on 8 Mile Road in Oak Park. Northland is the first and last place you will need to shop for a new or used car by Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit NorthlandChryslerJeepDodge.com or call 248-398-9200 to learn more.
When you're looking for a trusted, professional, and creative team using state-of-the-art technology to capture your precious life moments and events, choose the second-to-none company for videography and live multimedia services.
One Vision Media Group.
Call us today at 1-800-764-3110 or visit our website at onevisionmediagroup.com. That's the number one, visionmediagroup.com. One Vision Media Group.
Our focus is on you.
You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the William Malcolm Morning Show. If you are just now sitting down with us. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are talking about...
We're busting loose.
Yes. We're talking about faith in all walks of your life. And my husband, William, was talking about, you know, him stepping out on faith and starting a design business when he had, like, no idea about that. He had no mentors. He knew that it was a desire of his, and I knew that he was capable of doing it.
Yeah. And so. Yeah, and so that's just one example. You know, I just think that if you, you know, even that song that our producer Luke played today, I had another song in mind. But when I came in, I heard that song and I'm like, let's go with that. So it's like being in present in the moment to, if you hear something, you don't really know. Sometimes you don't know why you're being led this way. Mm-hmm. You just do it. And I think that oftentimes our fears or just doubts or maybe just inability to, not saying inability, but just we may have something in our minds, right, and we just say we're just going to go with it regardless. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, often, you'll have that in your brain that tells you, you should have did this, you should have did that, mm-hmm, but you just do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that, you know, you can take that into relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage is all about faith, family. Faith. Faith walk. Thank you, Jesus.
And what are you trying to say here?
I'm just saying that I love,
like, you're implying
I
something.
Love Jesus and I love you. Mm-hmm. And I gotta have both.
Okay.
That's all same. I'm saying.
Same. It works exactly the same. Yes, yeah. For sure. Yes. Well, you know, like, we talk about faith a lot, and we talk about some people that may not be believers, welcome to our station. You have to have some type of faith in order, I think, just to go throughout life. Because you gave a great analogy about the airplane earlier, how you don't know how an airplane operates. You know it flies up into the sky and you get to your destination, right?
Right.
But you don't know the intricacies of what it does, you know, outside of you getting on the boarding the plane and it going.
And think about it, like, I say this, if you were telling someone who didn't know anything about it, they would think you were nuts.
Right.
You say, I'm going to get a bunch of people, mm-hmm, pile into this, I don't know how many ton
vehicle
plane, plane, whatever, with, yeah, wings, mm-hmm, load all their baggage in there, mm-hmm, and we're going on our runway, we're going to fly the hundreds or thousands of miles away. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know
you
what I mean?
You just have faith that you're going to get
you have
there.
Faith that you're going to get there.
Yes.
You know, and so I think that to your point, everyone has it. And I just think that they need to tap into that, mm-hmm, with other areas of their life.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be amazing if everyone had faith and everyone could utilize that every day, all day?
Well, everybody has it, I believe.
Well, you're right.
But
everybody
they just don't.
It. Don't know how
don't,
to.
Don't know how to use it.
Yes.
And that's why I use that airplane analogy, because you use it all the time. You, mm-hmm, use it just walking, mm-hmm, just going in a car, going into a store.
Mm-hmm. Riding a bike.
Riding a bike, all these things. But, mm-hmm, I think when it comes to things.
Let's think about motorcycle riders. Oh, my goodness. Like, it's you, that motorcycle, in the road. So you people out there that ride motorcycles, and I know because I have a lot of riders in my family, that's some faith right there. Like, you have faith that everyone around you are going to adhere to the road and all the rules and so on and so forth. So you have it. You're right. You people have it. They just utilize it, exercise it for certain things.
So let's talk about some ways that people can, we're going to come up with this live right now, mm-hmm, ways that people can build their faith. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
go ahead.
Okay, so I'll tell you, starting off, how I built my faith.
Okay.
Okay, so first I just start talking about what it is that I want to do. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we need to speak it, talk about it, say it out loud so you can kind of get that going in your brain so you can have that thought process. That's one of the ways that I start. And then from there, I start trying to put in motion whatever it is that, you know, I know need to take me to get there. Mm-hmm. And then I just keep going from there, building upon that. Mm-hmm. And that's usually my start, and then everything else, like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 after. I know for you,
what you know about me.
I know a lot about.
Okay, this is the radio.
We're not going to talk about it on the
Christian
radio.
Station. Go ahead, you can't use explicit, you know, bad words.
You know, I know that you use words of affirmation mm-hmm. to kind of build you up and get your faith going.
Yes. If you ever are next to me on the road, you're going to think something is wrong. It's just depending on when you catch me, because in the morning I do a lot of mirror work, which is I look into my rearview mirror. I don't do it at home. Sometimes I do.
I was going to say, I've done it. Walked in on you doing it.
And I'm loud, but I tell myself that I am, I speak life into myself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get loud in my car. I'm loud right now. Mm-hmm. So I get loud in my car and be shaking my car.
I call it pump work.
Pump work. Oh, mm-hmm. What do you call it?
I call it pump work. You know, like pumping yourself up.
Okay, you got to really say that whole word good.
Pump.
Can you gotta really put the P on that part, because it sounds like something else when you said it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't that. And ain't never been that.
Okay. Pump.
Yes.
P-U-M-P.
Yes. Spell it out. Sound it out. Okay. I can take that. Mm-hmm. So some things that I do is remember a time when I did something mm-hmm. that I may not have been comfortable with doing. So actually, family, having a radio show for 15 years, I think it's been 15 years.
Or close to it.
Close to it. Mm-hmm. Having a radio show for this time is something that I never would have thought I would have done, because mm-hmm. when I was younger, I had a very, very, very bad stuttering problem. I had to see a speech therapist.
Three varies, huh?
Three varies. And I didn't stutter saying them, see? So I had a very, 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 very bad stuttering problem. And I could not look people in the eye. I'd had a confidence issue mm-hmm. and it didn't really go away until I went off to school and I put
myself. When you say school, you mean college or?
College, yeah. And I put myself in situations. I joined a acting class mm-hmm. and I got in a 3-person play. Mm-hmm. And
that'll do it.
And I got out, and then I went and did a comedy night. I went to state for 2 years, so I did comedy night in East Lansing. And let me just say, y'all was mean to me, because when I went up there, I went 1 week, I got booed immediately off stage.
All right, MSU.
Then I went back the next week, and I still got booed. I got a couple claps. But what that did was that taught me I don't have to be afraid. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing these things on purpose mm-hmm. to put myself in situations where I didn't know how to react, and I had to build my own confidence. Mm-hmm. So if you've never been booed, if anybody on radio's ever been booed, I've been booed by 200-300 people two weeks in a row for the amateur comedy night.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that fear thing.
I thought I was funny though, but go ahead.
Okay.
They booed me.
So when I'm not laughing at your jokes at home, then you know why, right?
Okay. Okay.
Right. Now let's talk about that fear thing. I know that fear can be paralyzing. And it is definitely like something that everybody goes through with. And I would honestly say that if you don't have some type of fear, then something's wrong. Like, especially when you're venturing out on doing something that it is you'd like to do, whether you have experience or don't have experience, it's commonplace for you to have fear. It's fear. It's what you do with that fear that kind of helps you get over the mm-hmm. hump.
You can let it use you or immobilize you.
Yes. And a lot of times it does immobilize people. But I just want to make sure that people know it's common. It's not you're not like strange because you have fear. Right. Everyone has it with something. Mm-hmm. It's just think about it like this. If you have some fear, you're on to something. Mm. So keep going.
Say that again. That's a book title. And I get 50%.
Oh, okay.
Normally when I have people come over, I say that's 10, but we married. So I get 50.
So you get 50%.
Right.
But no, seriously. Just find ways to push through it. I like scriptures. I back my stuff up with scripture because I know that my father says that he'll never leave me nor forsake me.
Yes.
So I know people have other methods that they use. And again, we've named a few here, but definitely, you know, and go out on that faith. And yeah. I had a question for you.
Sure. And I have an answer.
Maybe you might have
an answer. Always.
So for me, like when you started your mentoring, how did you...
Shout out to DreamKingsLeadershipProgram.org. Check us out.
Yes, for sure. I know you were doing mentor work. You kind of started talking about it like at the beginning. You were doing like some mentor work. And we literally had... so much, you know, like going on. You started your mentor work. You were out there doing it for free. Yeah. I just want everybody to know he was doing it for free 99.
Right.
And you were put into a position, and I'm just going to give you, can you sum that up for me for 30 seconds to tell how you went from that to where you are currently right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. So I was doing it for free, taking money out of our household that really didn't have at the time, started a business. And I got that award and I met this young lady who was an organizer. And mm-hmm. so she then went on to go for a nonprofit, and they brought me on. They funded the work that I was doing for free. Mm-hmm. Then that org, you know, transitioned out. I still kept doing the work. And then another organization I came on, which is actually called the Hidden Genius Project. And so I work with them. But then the Dream Kings has blown up. We're in several school districts, mm-hmm. contracts.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing the Dream Kings for
years. I've been doing the Dream Kings mm-hmm. since 2015. Mm-hmm. So it's a thing where God will come in and take what you do in service, and he will, you won't see it. You say, well, I'm not making any money. But it's not always about the money. It's right. about following
the money
that passion
will come later.
And that purpose, and really following that that idea that he put into you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening to us, WLQV FM 92.7 and AM 1500. This is the William Malcolm Morning Show. Keep the faith. You can do it. Move forward. God bless. Happy Saturday.
The William Malcolm Morning Show.
Sponsored by William Malcolm Lux Collection.